He's one of the BBC's biggest stars, but also one of its most controversial, and now Jeremy Clarkson has been taken off air. The Top Gear presenter has been suspended pending the results of an investigation into what the BBC calls a fracas with a producer. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
God, that's a superb thing! It's brilliant!
It's not
and
bad.
How much was it?
900.
Three men behaving like lads. A lot of cars and many a below-the-belt joke. It's a recipe apparently for global success, and it's been a massive money spinner for the BBC. At the heart of Top Gear's appeal, the main presenter, Jeremy Clarkson. Toby Earle is the TV editor at London Live.
He is one of those hyperbolic characters sort of designed in order to provoke and also to sort of have people sort of coughing, spluttering into their tea with some of his statements. But he is, you know, he is a TV gold in some respects.
But Jeremy Clarkson may finally have gone a step too far. In a brief statement, the BBC says the presenter has been suspended following a fracas with a producer. Perhaps tellingly, the statement says no one else has been suspended following the incident. Top Gear, which in the UK alone regularly draws 5 million viewers, won't be broadcast this weekend. Toby Earle.
Pulling it from the schedules, that I'm sure will probably knock off James May and Richard Hammond and the viewers as well. It's not like it's a live programme, but I can probably see the point of view that if there is an investigation, then an individual involved in that investigation probably shouldn't be appearing on the channel. It is, of course, BBC Two's real crown jewel, but it does suggest something pretty serious if you know, the next episode isn't deemed to even be shown simply because of the association of one of the individuals involved in this fracas.
Jeremy Clarkson has been under fire before for using racist terms, for suggesting truck drivers killed prostitutes, for using a car with a license plate that appeared to taunt Argentina over the Falklands War. Last year, suggestions he'd used a racist term in an outtake put him in what he called a last warning and prompted this statement from the usually unapologetic presenter.
If you listen very carefully with the sound turned right up, it did appear that I'd actually used the word I was trying to obscure. I was mortified by this, horrified. It is a word I loathe.
Last month, Jeremy Clarkson said a new presenter was required for Top Gear. Applicants should be old, badly dressed and pedantic, but capable of getting to work on time, he tweeted. That may no longer be a joke. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for AM.